A Boundless Reservoir. Good Tuesday afternoon. A little bit later today, clouds seem to be rolling in. I don't know if there is rain in the forecast. I guess it's a possibility. Good news is, though, that the Braves beat the Colorado Rockies yesterday evening. I was watching that game. It seemed like it was pretty chilly up there. Attendance was low in the stands. I guess maybe what, hot cocoa and a hot dog with some mustard or something wouldn't suffice in that temperature. I've always wanted to go to Colorado, out west, I guess, in general. Montana, Big Sky, all those different areas. Never have went, but did enjoy seeing some of the, you know, pictures and such that you can view online, which is, of course, fascinating in and of itself that even though we're not physically sometimes able to behold certain areas, we can hop on the computer and be fascinated by what's available through the internet and means of technology. So just like anything else, we say it's a curse and a blessing with technology. But did have some encouraging news. I reached out to the state today by email in regards to the situation with my exam from yesterday, not succeeding in that endeavor. Looks like we'll be able to retake and retest soon. So I'm excited about that. Just got to get some things ironed out. I would, you know, always say that it's good also to have just encouragement. Mr. Bradley, thank you for, I know he probably listens, so I'm going to give Dr. Bradley a kudos for reaching out yesterday. Thank you, brother. I know we've sailed along the seas for a long time now. But yeah, so here we are, and back in the saddle today. Got some things. Actually had an opportunity to take Owen Lake to the dentist. That was encouraging. They asked him what flavor of cleaner he wanted, cherry or mint, and I said, give him jalapeno. Of course, all the ladies in the office, they said, you don't come here often. I don't think we've ever met you. Yeah, had to have some fun with that one. But he did good. No cavities. So yay for that. I think the only thing is always is floss a little bit better, brush a little bit better. Seems like that's probably the case whether you be a child or an adult. I never was a fan of the dentist. We've abstained now for quite some time. I guess I probably should go back. Not had any issues with my teeth, but you know, where did I even go with that one? That's So anyway, just kind of moseying on through the week. No real, it's kind of been uneventful, to be honest with you. And, just kind of taking it easy and enjoying this weather. It's not been too brutal yet, but we know that as in anticipating many things, that summer will be here soon, and these days of 70 degree days will probably be long for once again. I did want to I guess one thought I had this morning as I was kind of doing some things around the house, and we've had some critters get into our garden, so we had to put some spray, some kind of deterrent spray that you can buy at Lowe's. You mix it. That stuff stinks too, whatever it is. Would not encourage you to take a deep breath. But so I was just kind of, you know, doing that and working in the yard a little bit this morning, and a simple thought, I'm alive. I'm alive. And being thankful that I'm alive, that I can breathe in and breathe out. And so, therefore, just in the simplest form of being grateful that God has granted me another day. And I am drawn back to this passage that I think is so very true in John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So true it is that the things that seem to pull at us, nag at us, regret, failure, things that maybe we shouldn't have done, people that sometimes get in the way, things that kind of just can be frustrating in general, a lot of variations there. But in the moment today, I'm reminded of that passage. The abundance of what God has allowed me to be a part of. Simply put, I'm alive and God gave me another day. So I will not let those other things that seem to be somewhat more of a obstacle, somewhat of a deterrent towards continuing on. Sometimes we get to a point to where those frustrations build up, and that could be with, again, situations, people, things, even maybe ourselves that we get frustrated with. But the abundance that God has provided through His grace for our life, I'm alive. Again, John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. May you live your life with the beauty of what God has given. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.